Good morning. I think we got two more coming here. Come on. Good morning. How are you guys? You doing okay this morning?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad you're here. You had fun at the kids' concert. So did I. It was so fun. Well, today, gosh, Jesus says you should deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. Any idea what in the world he's talking about?
No.
Me neither. Take up your cross and follow Jesus? Well, do you have a cross that you guys have in your bedrooms?
No.
You don't have a big old cross in your bedroom that you can just tuck under your arm and follow Jesus?
No.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. We need to get you all big crosses so you can carry them around, don't you think? Don't you think you need your own big cross to carry? I don't think that's maybe what Jesus meant. So I was wondering, what's your favorite sport? Do you like sports? Opera? Okay. You guys are kind of young. But see, like, I was thinking more like baseball. You ever see a baseball or a basketball game? You know, because hardly ever in opera do you see people going, "We're number one." Well, sometimes the Sopranos. But you know, when you watch a football game, you ever see how everybody's got the big foam fingers and everybody's going, "Yay, our team's the best. We're number one. We're the greatest." Sometimes, that's what we hear going on. Well, I wonder sometimes when Jesus says that we need to take up our cross, first we have to, he uses this weird word, deny ourselves. And I kind of think maybe what he means is, maybe we aren't number one. Maybe we're not the best. I was wondering if you had any idea who might be best, number one.
I'll be number 100.
You want to be number 100? So you want to be a tenor? Well, 100's a good number. What if what Jesus means maybe is that our neighbor, first God is number one, and then our neighbor and our friends. Maybe what we're supposed to do in denying ourselves is to lift up our friends, to love our friends. I think maybe that's what he's trying to get at. That other people maybe need our help and our love in the same way that we need God's love. So we're not number one. God is number one. And we are God's servants. We're the ones that God loves.
I'll be 100.
Can I be a... I think you missed the whole point. If you're number 100 and your brother is number 0, I'll tell you what, let's make you both just loved by God. And that way, it won't matter what number you are, but you belong always to God. And that's how we take up our cross, by remembering how much God loves us and our neighbor. All right, you guys can go back to your places. Thank you for coming.